extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome to America Tonight. As you know and you're used to by now, each and every show we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones joins us now. Victoria, crazy Monday in Washington, eh?
Really busy. I mean, busy since only the Senate was in session. The House wasn't even in session today.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that? And the Senate, though, pushing forward with insider trading. What was the final vote on that? I mean, it was like an avalanche, wasn't it, of yes?
Yeah, it really was. 93-2. Yeah, I mean, it was really difficult to vote against that. But a couple of them tried, including Tom Coburn, who really was very outspoken about it and is basically saying, look, the reason I'm against this is because what happens the first time is somebody doesn't make the 30-day deadline, which is there's a 30-day deadline. They violated the statutory law. What are we doing? You're not going to have anybody up here except the super, super rich, because nobody is going to say, I can't put all my money away and not trade. It's nuts.
It is nuts. It is nuts. Here's the problem is that, you know, it's one of those things, as you know, you've covered Washington for a while. People are sort of just looked the other way until, you know, word started to leak out. And then there was the big 60 Minutes report. And then before you know it, they're in the middle of that.
Well, exactly. And the three main people who were the subject of it, which was John Boehner, Nancy Pelosi, and Spencer Backus, who's the House Financial Services Chairman, of course, they all said,
we didn't do anything wrong. No. Oh, they don't have to worry about it now. That's the main thing, pretty much, is looking that way. Hey, let's swing into something else. There are a couple of other things happening in D.C., too. Besides that vote, obviously, we're talking about the Keystone Pipeline a lot. On this show, Victoria, it's like a bouncing ball of the yay, what's wrong with them, no, I'm totally against it. But regardless of public opinion, the court of public opinion, what's happening with the pipeline now, right? The Republicans are trying to attach the pipeline to a bunch of bills.
Yes. What happened was that Senator John Hoeven, I think that's how you pronounce it, Republican of North Dakota, asked the Congressional Research Office to look into whether there was some way that they could make a bill out of it, because the executive branch has been handling it because it's commerce with foreign power. And they came back and said, well, yeah, actually, Congress, under the Constitution's Commerce Clause, has authority to oversee commerce with foreign powers, even though the executive branch has always done it. You actually could write a bill. So they said, right, we're going to do it. We're going to take it away from the White House. And so the Senate's got a bill now, and the House has got two bills. So the Senate's got a bill, and co-sponsored by 43 Republicans and Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, that would green-light the pipeline. And it's very, very popular, obviously, with Republicans, but the big issue is what Democrats are going to support it. And, in fact, there are some Democrats who quite well might. And the big question is it possible that they could actually get 60 votes on this thing?
Wow. So it's maybe it is. Maybe it is possible. We got to, I mean, until they actually do it, we don't know.
We don't know. We really don't know.
Yeah, looking in a crystal ball. Hey, looking in a crystal ball, Senator Sheldon and the White House decide to introduce this Buffett rule. Woo, this one's a big one, right? This is about the millionaires and the 30% tax. What was the reaction to that?
Very interesting. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse said today he's going to introduce his Pay a Fair Share Act later this week. And basically what it is that under his proposal, if you're making more than $1 million a year, you'd be required to calculate your overall tax rate, taking into account all your income and the full sum what you pay in taxes. And if that amount adds up to less than 30%, you'd be required to make up the difference. And he said that the White House was notified about what he was up to. So we imagine that Obama advisors are happy with this proposal proceeding at a minimum anyway. Basically, I don't think the Republicans are going to be enthused about it. I think that the Democrats would like to see this come to some kind of a vote anyway, even though this is not going to become a bill or a law because it's never going to get through the House. But I think they'd like to make as much noise about this as they possibly can.
Yeah, I agree with you, because with the way people are so upset about the American tax system, whether people are screaming for a fair tax, flat tax, less tax, tax the millionaires, whatever it might be, you know, talking earlier about the court of public opinion, it is a hot, red hot button. And you know that, Victoria, as well. So for the Democrats, what a win that would be, because then that'll make everyone take a vote, and then they can wave that around and say, hey, listen, look, we try to do something, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's the potential to be really, really irritating.
All right, so we'll see if Senator Sheldon Whitehouse ends up making some bigger headlines with this whole Buffett rule tax bill. Interesting things going on in D.C. Victoria, thanks as always for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right, set the table for you for the rest of this hour. We're going to mix it up more of what's happening in Florida, plus mailbag. Lots of mail. Trish wants to know what's wrong with the Republican Party and what about the Tea Party, among the many people who sounded off when I was talking about how divided the Republicans are, and ultimately, will this hurt the chances to upend an incumbent president? We'll talk about that. And a couple of other things coming down the pike, too, as well, some of those odds and ends. Starting off with this poll. You know, it is about those polls, right? Check this out. See if you believe this or not, America. A new poll finds that Mitt Romney appears to be more authentic. So according to Gallup, 50% of the people who responded were willing to say, thumbs up, Romney is sincere and authentic, as opposed to, check this number out, 36% who said the same about Gingrich. He's like the Grinch. So Romney scores higher than Gingrich when they were asked who has the personality and leadership qualities a president should have. And that margin was 59 to 39 specifically on that question. And it's interesting because it seems as though everything that I'm reading, and this is the other thing about this Republican race to get the nomination. It's four people still left, but it's two in the ring. That's all that people are talking about, Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. How does that make you feel if you're a Ron Paul supporter when you see the money that he's raised, the consistency he's had with the youth vote, and the people certainly on the libertarian side who back Ron Paul, but just in general, Ron Paul versus Mitt Romney, if it was the two of them, who do you think is more sincere? See, one thing I'd say about Ron Paul, which is interesting to me, and it's because the establishment just will not accept Paul. One thing I would say about Ron Paul is there's no doubt about it, he is his own man. Because even if you don't like Ron Paul, you have to say, you got to give this guy the credit that he is who he is. I really don't think that he is a puppet and somebody else is pulling the strings for Paul. He'll talk about any ways he voted in the past. He'll tell you exactly where he stands with bigger versus smaller government or anything that he's thrown out there ever, including the controversy over his name and some of the letters that were written under his name, if you remember, some nasty back and forth charges of racism and stuff. He was willing to address that head on until somebody just really kept giving him the knife in the back, then it was too much. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to continue down that road. Some bickering, Romney and Gingrich. Hang with us. What a show. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment food basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Newt Gingrich wishes another one would bite the dust. Romney's like a rabid dog to his leg. He's not letting go. And all the polls are pointing to Mitt Romney with a big win in Florida on Tuesday. And, you know, it's interesting. As I said, the one thing that I've really noticed is the division in the Republican Party. I mean, what about the Tea Party? What's going on there? Evangelicals. If you wanted to really splinter up the potential Republican vote, where is everyone going? So far at this point, Romney has spent about $15 million, or at least people backing Romney, that are going after Newt Gingrich. And Gingrich doesn't have the money that Mitt Romney has. It's certainly not the super PAC that Romney has. So, and the Wall Street guys are backing Romney. See, when we say establishment, there's a piece of the, somebody sent me a note the other day and said, who is the establishment? It's like when people say they say that this person should do this. How many times in your life has somebody told you about something and they're very vague and the word, it's always invoked they. So they is the people, they. In this case, somebody asked me, well, who's the establishment? Well, a chunk of that establishment is Wall Street because they have the money, they. So they're backing them big time, and they are just firing on all cylinders. It's about the commercials. A lot of it is about that. That's why the war chest. That's why talking about money and raising money. The Democrats backing away from the fact that it's true, close to $1 billion is what is believed to be the amount that they're raising for Barack Obama in his re-election bid. that means you can bombard every television market with all kinds of ads, radio ads, television ads primarily, and other things, especially those TV ads are huge, like in a prime time spot where they'll stick them in. Think about it. So in the case of Mitt Romney, he absolutely has outgunned Gingrich in the money department on television ads. In Florida, it's 5-1. 5-1. I was listening to a little bit of Rush Limbaugh today. Many of your stations that are I'm airing on now, you probably get Rush. And I just, the chunk that I heard of him, he was talking about the attacks on Gingrich and saying that, you know, this is a big smear campaign against the former House Speaker, and it's partially why other Republicans hate Mitt Romney, where I use that phrase, anybody but Mitt. I saw all those signs in New Hampshire, lots of them, probably 100 signs, anybody but Mitt. Where's that coming from? Sarah Palin, she's a kingmaker in the Tea Party, and she's really, really, really waving the flag for Newt Gingrich. Says that she can't stand the fact that the Republican establishment is trying to crush Newt Gingrich. In fact, here's one for imagery. When she was speaking the other day, she said that he is like Jesus on the cross being crucified by the Republican establishment. And Newt has baggage. But, boy, Mitt Romney is giving a lot of people ammunition, whether he knows it or not. So here's Newt Gingrich talking about Romney and talking about Romney's character.
Part of it is about character. So what is the character question? What do you mean by that?
Why isn't he honest?
You think he's lying?
Well, take a look at the last debate. You know, before the debate was over, Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia had tweeted that Romney's own statement about his own voting was false.
All right, so what Gingrich is trying to do is he's trying to say, you know, look at the tails. Look at what he's saying. In fact, the campaign actually launched an anti-Mitt Romney website, and they're tracking things that Romney's saying. It's tailsofmitt.com, and there's a couple of campaign videos, and they talk about flip-flops, talk about the fact that he supported the Democrat Paul Tsongas in 92, and then denied any knowledge whatsoever of an attack ad produced by, you know, his people. So they're trying to fight fire with fire in a cheaper way, knowing that the Internet is like the Wild West, and you put it up, get enough word out, even if you're handing out cards or throwing that out there or saying the website. If you remember, in the last couple of debates, at least twice, Newt Gingrich mentioned the websites, different websites, his own website. You can go and see my tax returns on my website. So he's already pushing people to a web. But this one, tailsofmitt.com, I have to say it's kind of brilliant because it's easy to remember and it's specifically geared at going after Mitt Romney. And they're focusing on especially the Republican debate in Florida where the Gingrich campaign said Romney really came up with five serious yarns to hide his record as a moderate, that he was really a moderate Republican, if anything, while he was in Massachusetts. He was anything but conservative. Because the conservative lane is the lane that Mitt Romney is trying to drive down, and Newt Gingrich is saying, oh, no, 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 no. I own this lane. How dare you? I own this lane. Get out of the way, or I am going to keep smashing into you. And that's exactly what he's doing with that website, trying to fight fire with fire in a different way because they don't have the money to bombard the airwaves with the attack ads, so it's easier to go after him and flop up a website. And since so many of us are used to going to the Internet now, I mean, let's be real. I was visiting somebody in a assisted living facility over the weekend, and they have an Internet. Older people know how to use an Internet, even if they don't individually have one. At a lot of places, they have the Internet, and people are talking about it, and they're looking. So it's not a bad strategy if you're weak in the cash department to go after him that way, especially because he's just getting He really is just getting bombed in Florida. And that's why I say the two of them are going head-to-head while Ron Paul is just kind of watching this whole thing unfold. And maybe in the end, he may have the last laugh. If people come out and start to vote for him in some of these primaries, and that's the key thing. They got to come out and support him. It's the only way, because it comes down to those numbers. It comes down to those delegates, which, by the way, you know, we start to have caucuses coming up, and then you're not talking about delegates that are at stake there. But as you go all the way through and ultimately get to the end of spring and then into the beginning of the summer, that's it. I mean, it's just numbers. It's all about the numbers. So whoever has the numbers is going to have the numbers when you get to Tampa and you're at the Republican convention, and, you know, they go through individual states and people yell out. You know how that works. We've seen it a zillion times played over and over again. So Paul would have to be able to do that. If he's won over the hearts of a great majority of people, people who even normally would vote Democratic, then he's got to somehow get in there enough to nudge the establishment, shake them up, and give them no choice but to pay attention to him. And it's not looking that way at all. It's not looking like it's coming down to that. So if it is just two, now you've got a lot of people really trying to back, for all the people that are backing Mitt Romney, a lot of people that are trying to really push Gingrich forward, whether it's through talking points, whether they're coming out and trying to support him fiscally with a little more cash, try to help him raise some more cash, just getting the word out, really stumping for him, because that's what you need when you get down to this point anyway. You need people out there speaking, because you can't be in 20 places at one time, and they're trying to smother Florida. So with this primary now coming up, next time we meet on the airwaves, next full show, we'll be talking about the results. You've got surrogates spending millions of dollars on advertising and appealing to different, you know, blocks of voters. In Florida, you're looking at seniors, Latinos, women, Jewish people. I mean, really, that's how they break it down. Okay, how can we respond to them? How can we respond to this group? In the In the last poll that I saw, the Quinnipiac poll, Mitt Romney led Gingrich, which is a different tale than we've heard before, 43% to 29%. And this is Republican likely voters in the Sunshine State. Now, Ron Paul and Rick Santorum both at 11%, so they were tied in that one. That's the latest survey. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to the mailbag.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
America tonight, down the overnight highway. We don't want to crash into each other, so you can always speak your piece on this show. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I started off the show saying when I was setting up the menu that, yes, we're going to go to the mailbag. Lots of mail. And upon that, I think that we'll do that. I'm going to put on my shoes. Here we go. And we're going to race down the hallway. I'm almost there. Ah, finally, we're here. Mailbag time.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, I love that. He's the guard at the door who lets me in. Can I hear that again?
You have mail, mistress.
I just want to hear him call me mistress. Okay, so I said, Trish said, what's wrong with the Republicans, basically? And what she's getting at in her note to me is that, why are they attacking each other? Shouldn't this be a bonding thing? Shouldn't they just unite and go after one common cause, and that is winning the White House for the Republicans? Here's the deal. In running, you got to get nasty. So it's just like the Democrats. Remember Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama? Remember John Edwards in the mix before anyone knew all of his nonsense? And all the other Democrats, including Joe Biden, who were initially there in the beginning of the race back in 2008 to try to get the Democratic nod for a president. And then it got really nasty when it was Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And look how that turned out. She's the Secretary of State in his administration. How about that? So this is what happens in politics, and the Republicans certainly know that, but boy, it does seem nasty. I mean, Trish has a point. And the thing that the Democrats have to be liking, because you already got your guy. You got your incumbent. You're just worrying about what are you doing to pump him up? How do you get the base rallied around him? How are you getting people out there on the independent side to go Democrat instead of even being tempted to go Republican because they're upset by what's happened with jobs or something in their life or taxes or uncertainty or whatever the reason might be that they may jump over to the right? So there is a point to that, because you're blooding each other up in your own camp. Then when finally someone emerges, okay, if you make nice, but Newt is giving them ammunition on Romney, and Romney is giving them ammunition on Newt, and these are all these things that will bubble up when the billion-dollar war chest overflows, and the campaign ads come out for Barack Obama. He'll use the spin, his people will use the spin on what the Republicans have been doing to themselves. The margin so far is just there in all the polls for Mitt Romney, whether people like it or not. The American Research Group poll that came out over the week, we talked about this. Romney beat Gingrich in that one, 43% to 32%. Santorum had 11%. Ron Paul had 8%. So, you know, how close is it? How much are we talking about? Looking at the demographics, you know, the bottom line is you got to get those delegates. You go through Florida, you go through a few more of these, and eventually you say adios to the attacks on each other and make nice, and somebody emerges in the rest of the way. That's the only thing you do, Trish, because it's not going to stop. I mean, it's not going to stop for any of them. It's not going to stop for anybody that's, you know, really on the stage at this point. And here's another one from Little Bill. Kate, did you hear the thing about Rick Santorum and his daughter? Awful. I wonder how she's doing. Did you hear the latest? I was looking for it today. I was flipping around on the radio. Couldn't get anything. Well, Rick Santorum went back home, which is smart. He's got a 3-year-old daughter who has made, just a pretty good turnaround. She had just had pneumonia, they were saying, and that's pretty scary when you've got pneumonia at a really young age. So hospitalized, not doing well, and she turned a corner, apparently. So a rough night, and then for 36 hours, the family was worried about what was going on. And then apparently, you know, her illness was subsiding, was going down. The temperatures were better because, you know, high fever, that whole thing. And that's good news. Bella has that genetic condition that's caused by an extra 18th chromosome. You know, half of the infants born with the disease don't live past their first week, and a smaller percentage live to their teens. So she was hospitalized with pneumonia in both lungs, and he went back, looks pretty good right now, so he's joining the campaign back again. He canceled a Sunday show. He was supposed to do a couple of different shows, and instead he was with his daughter at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. My cousin happens to work as a nurse at, they call it CHIPS in Philly, and said there were certainly a lot of people buzzing around because the Santorums were there, but very, very concerned. And that's one of the best places for her to be. And the good news is that she's doing okay, because that's rough. And they've had to deal with a few things like this with that disease, with that genetic breakdown. She's got to be a pretty tough little girl, but a pretty rough thing to deal with. In a different way, it reminds me of the David Axelrod, who had his daughter had brain damage from a bunch of epileptic seizures, and he's had to deal with that and gone back and forth when he was in the White House with Obama to Chicago, where his family lives, and she had a pretty serious condition too, an older child, but a pretty serious condition. That's got to distract you. when you're worried about the business of politics and you got this stuff going on the home front. All right, so let's take another one. Here's another one. This one from Jake in Austin. He emails us all the time. And Jake says, I know you've been paying attention, Ms. Delaney, on what's going on in Iran. Boy, they seem like they're really stepping things up. I happen to see the Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, on 60 Minutes. And this guy seems like, honestly, I don't care, Democrat, Republican, whatever, what administration's obviously a lifelong Democrat. I don't care what team he plays on. He seems pretty tough, like he's not going to take any crap from Ahmadinejad or anybody in Iran. What say you? I saw that interview on 60 Minutes, too, and I thought it was pretty flattering of Panetta. He talked about a bunch of different things, including the rescue that they had just last week. It was on the same night of the State of the Union address when they rescued the American woman and the other that were in Somalia in some pretty brutal conditions just out there in the wilderness, and she was getting sick, so they SEAL Team 6 was able to go in and get her. That was pretty interesting. But with Iran, you know, he's saying this is one of the biggest wild cards in the election, and no doubt it is. And the concern is what's happening with nuclear, you know, with uranium enrichment, rather. And even though Ahmadinejad continues to insist that this is nothing but power and has nothing to do with building nukes, I mean, really, are you going to believe that? And then says, oh, we're here to negotiate. We're here for the world to see. And then they don't. That's not what they're doing. And Benjamin Netanyahu is the wild card, really, in this, because the Israeli prime minister, he's got to be concerned about Israel, because they get a nuke. You know how easy it'd be to evaporate Israel? And they're worried about that timeline. They're worried about when is this weapons ready? When supposedly do people believe that that's, you know, the capabilities are going to be there? And the Israelis, I think, just want to take it out. I think they want to take out any kind of a facility that's working with uranium that's getting Iran close to having nuclear weapons, a weapon, whatever. They don't want the Middle East to be thrown into chaos. And they want this thing taken care of. They want it taken care of. And the vice prime minister in Israel thinks that, while Panetta's thinking that it's a year or two away, they're saying, oh, no, it's a matter of months. If we don't take some kind of action, it won't be possible to stop Tehran from gaining and maybe potentially using nuclear weapons. It made me think about this. Would they be that stupid? Would anybody, I'm not talking about crazy out of your mind jihadists who somehow had access, let's say somebody got access to a nuclear weapon. Throw that out. Anybody else out there with their finger, we used to say it was the finger on the button, to push the button to set off a nuke. How likely do you think it is that Iran would do that? What would the retaliation be on Iran if they set off a nuke? See, I think Ahmadinejad's crazy, and the Supreme Leader just as deadly, just as dangerous. And I don't trust Iran. In fact, I trust North Korea not very much either with the new young leader. But I trust actually the situation in North Korea more than I do in Iran. I would be concerned. If I were Benjamin Netanyahu, I'd be making plans to do something. And whoever's on my wing, who's ever got my back, fine, but I can't wait. If I'm really feeling that the potential for something to happen here, I really am going to make a move. I'm going to stop talking. Eventually, I'm going to make a move. So part of the drama that ensued is this Israeli drone that can fly as far as Iran crashed in Israel during an experimental flight. But that set off the speculation about a possible strike on Tehran. So now Iran is worried about that. This really has a potential to blow up. And then what does the United States do in that case? I think Panetta made it pretty clear. We're in. We're involved. I mean, no options are off the table. Could be that some military action would be needed. And if that's the case, I think clearly this administration would take it. How do you feel about that? Stay with us.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America tonight. We're in the stretch run for the finish line, so I feel compelled to mix it up a little bit and throw out some odds and ends. We started with politics, what's happening in Washington, D.C., the people who were running for cover because they were getting inside information will no longer be able to worry about that because pretty much this is going to be a done deal. Senate voted overwhelmingly against insider trading. Really? So that, you know, that's minutes away from becoming a law. No biggie. did anybody think that wasn't going to happen? And then what's happening in Florida, ultimately the vote, Romney's lead growing to 15 points or more. It's all about the polls, 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 polls. Will the polls be wrong? No, not if every single poll says that, then there's just no way that they can be wrong. Newt Gingrich is fighting fire with fire on a cheaper scale because he doesn't have the money to bombard the Floridians with television ads. So he's going to the web and pointing out all the things that Romney's saying that are incorrect, the flip-flops and that kind of stuff. And you know what? Here's the thing. Ron Paul could surprise some people. Like I said, it's about the delegates. Maybe he wins more delegates this week than anybody else with all of the bickering. You know, let the Bickersons go at it and fight for the pieces of raw meat. And maybe he sneaks up, might sneak up on Rick Santorum. It looks like Ron Paul has some momentum in Florida. There are people that really like Ron Paul. He might not show up in these polls that they're taking as high as, you know, your two Rock'em Sock'em Robots, but he's in there and he's gotten a couple of decent endorsements for whatever, you know, whatever that means, if that helps any. So maybe there's maybe he leapfrogs over Rick Santorum. Maybe it's the beginning of Ron Paul making some noise where he can actually pick up a few of those important delegates. All right, odds and ends. So part of odds and ends has to be this story. If you haven't heard this story, just kick back and listen to this and tell me what you think. If I said to you, hey, you know, your city council is electing a couple of council people, you know, there's a couple open seats, and of course, why do you care about the city council? Your taxes, your trash collection, things that matter to you in your neighborhood. So in Phoenix, a woman was barred for running for a city council seat in Arizona because she didn't speak English very proficiently at all. In fact, didn't speak very much English. What? So she's appealed a judge's ruling because they said she couldn't run. Because she can't speak English. No habla inglés. But I wonder...
The crowd's falling asleep over here.
But they are. What's wrong with them? Woo! So I want to run. It'd be, you know, I'm sorry. I just have to draw the line here. It'd be like me when I lived in Spain for a short period, deciding I'm going to run. I'm going to live here and I'm going to run for an office, but I do not speak fluent Spanish. Oh, especially in Spain, because they're snobby about how you speak Spanish. It has to be with a Castilian accent. So you better be perfect and on the money. Otherwise, they're not voting for you anyway. So this is actually going to the highest court. And now it's getting attention all over the place because, of course, it's going to get attention. And what's happened is they filed a court action asking for a determination on whether Alejandra Cabrera has the English skills necessary to serve a 4-year term on the council. What does state law require? That they know English. Cabrera's attorneys say the law doesn't define proficiency in the language. You know, how do you say if somebody, if the law says you have to know English, what does that mean? How proficient do you have to be? What is she going to do? Now this is what's going to happen. You know it. Probably they're going to rally the vote if they, in fact, let her run. She'll get the seat. And she's not going to know anything diddly about what they're talking about. What, are they going to have a translator? There's going to be two of her. She's going to have someone with her at all times that speaks proficient Spanish and English. Now, she did tell a newspaper, the Yuma Sun, that she needs to improve her command of English, but her language skills are adequate, she says, for serving the border city of San Luis, where Spanish is often used as English. Nice. She also told the newspaper she will keep campaigning during the appeal. The lawyers say they want this thing settled by Wednesday of this week because election ballots will start being printed on Thursday. But the state Supreme Court hasn't set a briefing schedule as of right before this show. They haven't said it, so I don't think so. This is crazy. That's what's going to have to happen. They're going to have a translator with her if she were to win. I mean, come on, give me a break. That's nutty. This is flat out nutty. That's why it fits under odds and ends. Come on. Please. All right, here's one that's not going to make the president too happy. He did say in his State of the Union address, if you remember when he was talking about green energy, basically, different sources, that, you know, some of those ideas are going to fail. Well, Mr. President, another idea of yours failed, or one that you backed anyway, the parent of Obama-backed battery, of an Obama-backed battery maker, went bankrupt. So here we go again. It's a la Solyndra. And what it was, they were an electric car battery maker. They got a $118 million grant from the Obama folks. They filed for bankruptcy last week. And it's, of course, what happened was, it's called New York-based Enter One was the name of the company. And they say that the competition from China and other countries is killing them. They got the stimulus grant in 2009. And here we go again. Joe Biden, as the vice president, visited the company's battery plant in Indiana last year. It's the third company to look for bankruptcy protection after getting assistance from the Energy Department under the economic stimulus law. It's Solyndra and Beacon Power. They were the two others. Beacon Power, remember Solyndra did the panels, and Beacon Power was a energy storage facility, and they declared bankruptcy. Boy, they're batting 1,000. They better start picking them better. They have to have Madam Cleo come in and decide, eeny, meeny, let me look in my crystal ball. Let me flip the cards over and decide which company should get this money. I mean, of course, there are companies that are going to have struggle in this area in clean energy, sure. But, ooh, another one. That's bad. And they were matching them dollar for dollar. Yeah, that's not good. All that money, more money, down the drain. Not good. But inevitable that you're going to see this happen. Maybe he knew that was going to happen when he mentioned that when he gave the State of the Union address. Mm. All right, and here's the biggest one of all. How about Facebook? Mark Zuckerberg. Could this guy be any richer? Not just on paper anymore. The patience is paying off for the Zuck. Yep, he didn't cash in. He didn't go public for a long time. Now the Facebook CEO has really enhanced his treasure chest because of waiting. You know, this IPO is going to happen. Documents could be filed Wednesday for a $10 billion IPO. That's the fourth largest IPO initial public offering in our history, folks. Our history. Biggest U.S. internet debut ever. The valuation of the company, $75 billion to $100 billion. You want to have a comparison here? I heard this today. You could compare eBay when they went public, or when you look at their market cap, $40 billion. $100 billion. That's crazy. How much would the Zuck be worth? Untold amounts of money. Facebook, by the way, generated $3.8 billion in advertising revenue in 2011. How about that? Just keeps getting better and better. Who, for a guy who's not even 30 years old, came up with this idea many eons ago, it seems now. It's not that long ago, but it does seem like it. It's just really taken off. Oh, to come up with an idea like that. Mm.
Have a beer, Norm.
Fame, fortune, bathroom.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.